You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Coronation Champion Awards celebrate the work of extraordinary volunteers across the UK. They are a great opportunity to recognise the outstanding volunteering effort of someone you know, and the nominations are open right now. Well, joining me to chat about the awards is Holly Wilson, RNIB's Volunteering Support Projects Manager. Holly, it's lovely to have you here.
Hi, Polina.
So let's talk a little bit about these awards. They're quite a lovely initiative. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Absolutely. So they're being organised by the Royal Voluntary Service together with the Queen Consort. It's an opportunity to celebrate all the incredible people that volunteer across the UK.
So obviously it's such a lovely opportunity. Why are these awards important to RNIB?
Because we know that if it wasn't for our RNIB volunteers, RNIB couldn't do all of the incredible work that is done every single day to support blind and partially sighted people. And we would really love to have some of our volunteers nominated and recognised for this award. We like to recognise our volunteers internally, but having opportunities to also recognise them externally is just something that we really want to grab and shout about.
So if I'm correct, it's up to us listening here to nominate our volunteering heroes.
Absolutely. So anyone can submit a nomination for someone that they know as a volunteer. So nominations could be submitted by staff, they could be submitted by our volunteer managers or anyone who works at RNIB, but they can also be submitted by fellow volunteers and recognition of, say, their peers that they see do outstanding work. They could be submitted by our customers, by our people who access RNIB services, or perhaps even by friends and family.
So what are some of the conditions for the volunteer hero that we nominate? Is there an age limit, or is there an area they have to specifically volunteer in?
That's a good question. So anyone from age 14 and up can be nominated for this, and they need to have volunteered within the past 5 years. So whenever a nomination is submitted, they would be looking for examples from within the past 5 years.
Okay, so it's keeping things quite straightforward. Now, I would love to hear from you. What are some of the incredible volunteering stories you have come across over your years of working with RNIB?
Honestly, we have stories shared with us all the time, and we absolutely love them, and I wish I could remember every single one right now. A couple that come to mind right now are stories that we've shared in our previous volunteer news. We have one sooty collector who had raised over £170,000 for RNIB through her sooty collection tins, which I'm smiling right now because it's just, I'd absolutely love to hear stories like that. We had a volunteer last year who we recognised for having reached his 53rd year, his 53rd anniversary as an RNIB volunteer within our Technology for Life team, which is just mind-blowing as well. So for me, they're obviously two massive achievements, examples that we're sharing, a couple of other stories, which I just, again, just make me smile to think of. We have two sisters who are studying optometry right now in Wales, and they decided to volunteer for our talk and support service to meet more people who are blind and partially sighted, to know more about the people that they may be working with and supporting once they're qualified. And it's absolutely lovely to hear about your sisters' family volunteering, students that volunteer, and what they get out of that.
And it's such a nice, varied group of people you mentioned there, because you obviously have someone who's probably a little bit older, having volunteered for 53 years, but then having the younger generation join in volunteering as well and kind of paving the way. So it's nice to see that we can really, for these awards, we would be able to nominate really anyone and any type of volunteering.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a wide range of roles out there that we have at RNIB. So absolutely, the nominations that could be submitted could be really varied.
Well, Holly, if we wanted to nominate our volunteering hero, where can we go?
So the nominations are made on the RVS website. So it's the Royal Voluntary Service website. There is a section there for their Coronation Champions Awards. That is where the nomination forum lives. Please remember that we will need the permission of anyone who is going to be nominated. So what you can do is, if you're not sure how to get in touch with that person, or you maybe just want to speak with someone from RNIB before you would submit that nomination, you can contact the volunteering team. You can email us at volunteering@rnib.org.uk, or you can give us a call, 0303 123 9999, and select option 4 to speak to someone from the volunteering team.
Well, Holly, thank you so much for sharing all those wonderful volunteer stories. I hope we see lots of nominations coming in. And of course, Holly mentioned the website there. Now, the address, if you would like to nominate your volunteering hero, is royalvoluntaryservice.org.uk. And remember, you have only until Sunday, 2nd of April, to get those nominations in. So you will have until the end of Sunday, 2nd of April. But for now, Holly Wilson, thank you so much for speaking with us on our RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Paulina, and best of luck to all of our volunteers who are nominated.